So we're thinking about that passage. Don't know if you've got your Bible still open. Most of it is in the service sheets as well, if that would help. And our question this morning, I think, is who is this child and what difference does it make? Who is this child and what difference does it make? Imagine, some of you all know this sort of situation fairly well, either a children's party or maybe soft play where there's a number of children around. And either there's kind of someone doing something particularly special, or there's a bump and a cry, but you suddenly turn. You need to know, who is that child? Is it yours? Is it in your care? Are they a famous child? Are they Wayne Rooney's child or the Kardashians' latest strangely named child, whoever? Who is this child? And then what difference does it make? Do you need to run over? Is someone else there? How important are they to you? What difference will it make to your life? Who is this child and what difference does it make? Well, of course, we're thinking of the baby Jesus. We've just sung that song. We've reminded ourselves of the story. And in our passage today, he's given three different names or titles. And we're just going to think of those three names and titles. We're going to think of the name Emmanuel. We're going to think of the name Jesus. And we're going to think of the name Christ. And actually, we're going to ascribe a colour. We're going to think of a different colour for each of those names. And that will become clear as we go through. So I want us to start with Emmanuel. If you've got the Bibles open or if you've got your service sheets open, down in verse 23, it actually tells us Emmanuel means God with us. And I think in sign language, it's a bit difficult to find the British sign language for Emmanuel, but I think it would be God. So if you kind of point up God and then with us. So God with us. And that speaks really clearly about God Almighty coming to be with us. In verse 18 and in verse 20, in our story, we heard Jesus being told, Joseph being told, don't worry, the baby is from the Holy Spirit. And later on, this baby is from the Holy Spirit. This baby is God with us. God come down to be amongst with us. So I don't know who a favourite kind of pop star would be, or celebrity, or maybe even the Queen coming to visit. You get everything ready, it's all very exciting. Apparently the Queen thinks that the whole world smells of fresh paint, because everywhere she goes, you've got things ready for her. But if someone very exciting or important was coming, you'd get things ready. Well, it's even better than that. This isn't just a visit. This is God with us. This is God wanting to be with us forever. God, who made you, who made me, who made the world around, the Almighty, powerful God of the whole world, the whole universe, the one who even gives us life, come to be with us. So Emmanuel, let's try and remember that sign, God's with us. Amazing truth of Christmas, that the God who is mighty came to be with us. Who is this child? He is God with us. And I think we can think of the colour white, if that still counts as a colour for Emmanuel, because it's holiness, awesome holiness, white. So Kate, I think, is going to get a couple of helpers. We've got our token baby this morning. That's as good as we could do. And wrap it in white for that Emmanuel to remind us. If you've got your service sheets, the next carol, we're not there yet, but all these things are in this next carol. If you look down at the carol, Hark the Herald, verse 2, you'll see some very strange words. We always sing them, but I'm not entirely sure we know what they mean. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. But it's saying this. Can you pinch your cheeks? Pinch your cheeks. Maybe slap your hands. God came and was amongst us, made out of the very same stuff that we are. God with us. A frail, vulnerable baby for us. That's amazing, isn't it? Emmanuel is an astonishing word to think about. Well, another name, which is, I guess, the most obvious name, is Jesus. It appears three times in our passage, right at the beginning, right at the end. You shall give him the name Jesus. And in the middle, in verse 21, it says, you'll give him the name Jesus because he'll save us from our sins. Now, the sign language for Jesus is this. If you take the middle finger of one hand and put it in the middle of that hand, and you take the middle finger of that hand and put it in the middle of that hand. So it's like that. Jesus. Jesus. That's the sign language for Jesus. And Jesus means God saves. Now, we need this. Because Emmanuel is God with us. So maybe turn to the person next to you and hug. Or if you're feeling a bit more British, turn to the person next to you and give them a good handshake. But that's God with us. That's a great friendship. I'm liking the hugs. We like that. Okay, and then cease the loving. But we need God saves. Because the hug, the togetherness of God with us, Emmanuel, actually, as we know this in our own lives, we reject God, or we ignore God, or we shove him to one side. We often say in sort of church language the word sin, S-I-N, is saying, shove off God, I'm in charge, and no to your commands. But we say, shove off. Imagine if someone is coming to be our friend, to give us a hug or a handshake, and we say, shove off. Well, that wouldn't be very good. And we keep saying, shove off to God. And that leads to trouble. That hurts God. And in the end, it hurts us. And God is sad and angry about that. And he leaves us to be on our own forever if we carry on doing that. That is sin. So we need Jesus as God saves. Can any of you think why this might be the sign language for Jesus? Pointing in the middle of one hand and pointing in the middle of another hand. Can you think about what that might mean? Go for it. Brilliant, because when Jesus died, the nails in his hands. Can you see that? Jesus, the sign language of Jesus, helps us to remember what he came to do was to die for us. Really strange when we think about new life and new baby. But Jesus came to save us. He came to die on the cross. He came to take our place, to offer us the greatest swap. So that by taking our place, taking the punishment for sin, taking every time we've said shove off God or ignored God, he takes our place on the cross so that we can take his place and be children of God's and have God with us. That's an amazing, great story. So the next colour is red. Red for Jesus' blood. And we're going to wrap our baby a little bit in the red cloth. Who is this child? He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Jesus. God saves. What difference does that make? Well, we need to trust in his death. We need to trust in him that he offers that swap, taking our place so that we can be friends with God. And if you've got Hark the Herald there, some other strange words that we'll sing in a moment. In verse 1, peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Reconciled is this word that once you were conciled, friends, hug, then you became deconciled, unconciled, I'm not entirely sure, but you became not friends, actually enemies, saying shove off God. But in Jesus we're offered reconciliation, becoming friends again, offering that hug again, Emmanuel, God with us. That's amazing good news, isn't it? God with us, and when we're feeling that we're not ready for God, we're not sure about God, God says, in Jesus I save you, and I offer you my friendship again. Final title, the Christ, Jesus Christ, the promised king. So we can do this kind of God's king. God's king. He's the one sent for us. The promised king. We see it a bit in our passage. We know his name very well. Joseph, the son of David, Bethlehem, David's town, being once there was David the king, and his son, and his son, 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 his son. And Joseph was of that family. So that was important. Jesus was going to be of the line of David. He was going to be God's promised king. The shepherds are told that a king is born, God's promised king. You see, if God is with us, if God can be with us, that has to make a difference. And trusting in Jesus to save us means following Jesus as our king, following him as our Lord. So a good example of that is the game Simon Says. I'm not sure. Can I do Dave Says? Will you be able to follow it if it's Dave Says? No. Will you join in if I do Dave Says? Who knows? There's no alliteration, I know. It's a problem. But I'm Dave, so that'll do. Dave Decrees. Dave, no, I think that's too much for a Sunday morning. All right, we'll go with Simon Says, okay? So you know this game. Simon Says, put your hands on your head. Simon Says, put your hands up. Bring your hands back down again. Simon Says, bring your hands back down again. Simon Says, touch your nose. Simon Says, pull your ears. Simon Says, can you pat your head? Rub your tummy. Simon says, "Patch your head and run, pretend me." Simon has to bring you down. I think he has it here. Simon didn't say that. You know that game, don't you? We've got some winners, we've got some losers. You know that game, that's following the leader. Christianity, as we believe in Jesus, the one who saves us, as we believe that God can be with us, we believe in Christ, a king. And so we try and follow what he wants for us, because we know that God loves us and he wants the best. Christ is a king to obey. We live as children of God. We want to follow the Christ, God's promised king. Who is this child? He is God with us. Who is this child? He is Jesus. God saves us. Who is this child? He is the Christ, the king. So our colour for that is green. We've got a bit of green cloth there, because green speaks of new life. Speaks of a new life. And if we believe in Jesus, there is a new life following Jesus as our king. A new life following the Christ, following God as our king. And actually, in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you have the newborn king going all the way through it. Glory to the newborn king. All the way through it, there's royal language, this Prince of Peace, this new king that has come to bring us new life if we follow him. There's great royal language. Who is this child? He is the Emmanuel, God with us. He is Jesus, God saves. He is Christ, God's king. Now in the story, you guys, you'll know the story pretty well. You'll know the story pretty well. There are different responses to Jesus when he came. There was hate. Do you remember King Herod? Do you remember King Herod in the story? We don't talk about him very much. He's a bit of a pantomime villain. We go, boo, King Herod. He hated the idea. He said, I'm king. I don't want a new king. And he wanted all the babies destroyed. And he ordered this awful purge in Bethlehem. You may know that bit of the story. Wanted to get rid of that baby. There was quite a lot of apathy. We have to kind of argue this from silence. But imagine in this town, the shepherds, they go through the town saying, come and see the baby. The wise men arrive from ages away going, we've seen a new king. We don't hear anything from some of the religious leaders. There was great apathy. I just don't care. Oh, who is this baby? I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. And then there were those who came to worship, to follow that king. The shepherds were really amazed. The wise men came to worship him. Mary and Joseph were touched in their hearts to know about Jesus. So what will you do with this baby this Christmas? Who is this child to you? Will you hate him? Will you say, I reject Jesus. I hate the fact that Jesus has claims on people's life. Who are you to say that there's truth to live by? Or maybe you'll just go, that's a lovely story, but I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. Will that be you this Christmas? Or will you decide that this baby is God with us, God saving us, God as our king to follow? It's a challenge every Christmas to come again to this baby and think, who is this child for me? If you do believe in Jesus as your king and savior, there's a little note to say you expect these responses. Some people will reject you. Some people will go, well, that's your thing. This is my thing. We are to be challenged again to worship again, to rejoice with the angels going, glory to God, really loudly in our voices, really loudly in our lives. Because Jesus is God saves. We praise God because he saves us. We praise God because he is God with us, Emmanuel. Let's pray for ourselves so we remember some of those things. Let's hands together. Close our eyes and think of this story. Father God, we think about Jesus, the child, the baby born to us. And we think again, who is this child? What difference does he make? We pray this Christmas that you would give us time again to think about what it means for Jesus to be Emmanuel, God with us. What it means for Jesus to be Jesus, God saves, to die in our place so we can be friends with you. Help us think about what it means for Jesus to be the Christ, the King to follow and obey with all our lives. And may we have great joy as we think on this baby. Amen.